Blog Talk Radio.
What it is, what it ain't, it is your boy Z Fly, and what it ain't is a boring show, okay? All right, y'all, what's up? This is review episode 9 of the Real Housewives of Atlanta, all right? All right, y'all, so as y'all know, that the season is really in full swing right now. The ladies there in Savannah, Georgia, and you know what I'm saying, they just going through a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? They going through a lot of drama. They finding out things they didn't know. They saying things that they shouldn't say. You know what I'm saying? They all up in somebody's business. They trying to stir the pot to get other people just mad. So in other words, it's a regular show of Atlanta Housewives, okay? So here's my review for episode 9. So the show opened up, you know what I'm saying, the women, they wake up to breakfast and chat, you know what I'm saying? You know, they're all sitting at the table now, going to eat breakfast, you know, having a little small talk. But we all find out in the beginning that Portia, she was pregnant once upon a time, and she had a miscarriage. So that was kind of sad way to opening up. And then they start talking about children or whatever, and Cynthia, she gets on about, you know, how she's raising her daughter and how she wants, you know, her daughter to be, you know, in the know about things. Because I think they was talking about, you know, just like different social events, you know. And then she get on, you know, her boyfriend situation or whatever, and, you know, how she just wants to be there, you know, be in the midst of things. Like, you know, her daughter Noelle is 13, and she has a boyfriend, you know, a guy that she likes or whatever. And Cynthia's like, you know, she don't want to be that type of mom. But no, you can't date because you're a girl, and no, you're too young, and no, boys this, and blah, blah, blah. You know, she's going to be like, okay, fine, you know, you got a boy you like, cool. You want to date him? Okay, cool. You know, you can have a little boyfriend, but I'm going to be supervised, you know what I'm saying, like that. But NeNe doesn't agree with Cynthia's way of raising Noelle. So basically, NeNe goes too far with the, you know, with teasing, and she just starts saying how, like, you know, girls and guys are different. She's like, you know, these girls these days, they are fast. I go to the mall, and they twerking, and they got the short dresses on, and, you know, it's just different, and, you know, the girls are just fast. They're just fast, and, you know, they having babies, and then, like, her and Faith were just laughing. And, like, some of the other ladies was looking like, okay, NeNe, you should say all this. You know what I'm saying? Because NeNe was just going in, and, like, Kenya and Portia and I think Candy, you know, they didn't find it that amusing or whatever. And, you know, because Candy has a girl, too. So, you know, so Candy kind of, you know, felt Cynthia, you know, what Cynthia was saying. And, you know, y'all know how NeNe is. When she gets going, she just starts saying all this stuff and saying all these little dicks and stuff. And, it was just too much, you know what I'm saying? So she just started saying things, and Cynthia started crying. And so Cynthia goes upstairs or whatever, and you know what I'm saying? And, you know, Cynthia was just sad because she really wants to do a good job raising her daughter, and she just feels like there's just a lot of pressure, and she feels like, you know, she don't want to make the wrong mistake with her daughter or whatever. And, you know, so Cynthia goes upstairs and she's crying. And of all people, Portia and Kenya are the ones that goes upstairs and talks to Cynthia. And Kenya, you know, Kenya was just telling her story, you know, of her mom and how she was, you know, how she was never there for her. So she was telling Cynthia that, you know, you're a great mom. She said, you know, I look at you and I wish that, you know what I'm saying, my mom would be like that. You know, I wish that my mom would actually care, you know, like, just give a little care about me. And then, you know, Portia gives her a little advice. And I'm just thinking, of all people, you know, her so-called best friend, NeNe, didn't even go upstairs. NeNe just downstairs thinking, like, well, you know, she's just too sensitive. And, you know, you can't talk to Cynthia because when you talk to Cynthia, when she got her mind set on something, that's just how she is. And I'm thinking, wow, NeNe really is heartless. And she really is a mean woman. Yeah, she's a mean giraffe. You know, if you look at her, you could just tell that she don't really care, but then she wants people to care about her. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she acts like she cares about people and stuff, but some of the advice she be giving people, it ain't good. She get that old strict, hard advice sometimes. Sometimes you just need somebody just to be just sympathetic. you know what I'm saying, without telling you what you need to do and what you don't need to do and what you should have did. That's how Nene is. So, you know, so Nene, you know, she don't really care. Nene, she questions if she was, you know, and then she starts to question if she was too harsh on Cynthia. But then she doesn't really feel like she's judging her. You know, Candy was just like, you know, that maybe they shouldn't talk about Noelle. You know what I'm saying? Just leave the daughter out of the midst or whatever. Don't, if y'all can talk about stuff, don't bring her daughter up or whatever. But it was just kind of sad because I was thinking that, you know, since Nene didn't really seem to care and Nene didn't seem to understand that she went too far. Nene's the type of person that she thinks she's not in the wrong. She, you know, she say all that stuff, and then she loves to say stuff like, you know, you can say what you're going to, you know, how shall I, you can say what you want to say, I can say what I want to say, you don't got to agree with what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's always her her excuse out of stuff. You know, I can say what I want to say, but you don't got to agree with it, but that's what I'm going to say. Even if, you know, even if it's hurting your feelings or not, you know, that's what I'm going to say, you don't got to agree with it. Nene need to be Nene. She crazy. She's crazy. But now a good thing that came out of this was actually Portia and Kenya. They actually bonded. You remember they had went into the other room or whatever. And they just started talking, and Kenya just kind of broke down because, you know, she was just thinking about her mom and stuff like that. And then, you know, they also have, you know, Portia and Kenya. They both want a child, so they have that, you know, to in relation or whatever, they can, you know, bond over that. So that was pretty cool or whatever, that, you know, that even though they didn't really like each other, that they had that moment where they could actually bond. So I thought it was pretty cool. And what else? And then, so then later, Nene, she comes up to attempt to apologize to Cynthia, but, you know, it won't really, she was still making light of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, she had like a lot of jokes in her apology. But she made light of everything, but, you know, I'm pretty sure, I mean, I don't know. If I was Cynthia, I would put that in the books to always remember how my so-called best friend treated me in one of, you know, in a very important time in my life. But that's important to her. Her daughter is very important to her. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, because Cynthia was telling Portia and them, you know, how, like, she would give her everything for Noelle. You know, how Noelle is her life. So, you know what I'm saying? So, for Nene to kind of, like, you know, to make light of it, like, you know, just make, you know, to make the whole situation like a joke, if I was Cynthia, I would put that in the books, you know, on, you know, for Nene, and I remember that in the future, and I bring it out anytime I would need to remind her how she treated me, your so-called friend, during an important situation in my life. You know what I'm saying? Right. All right, so anyway, so then Portia, then Nene was talking to Portia, and Portia breaks down and talks about, you know, just how she, excuse me, how she missed the Cordell family, you know what I'm saying, because she was just talking about how, like, you know, how her life was, and just how it's different now, how, like, she don't really talk to, I think, like, somebody, Cordell's son or somebody. She don't really talk to that side of the family that much. And she just talking about how everybody, you know, how it just changed for her, and she was just breaking down. You know, I would say these women, you know, Nene had said something like, you know, everybody's crying, Cynthia crying, Portia crying, and do they think that that make a good trip? You know, I guess, you know, in a way, like, if you are there in a situation, it do get kind of like, why are everybody crying for it? I can kind of see that, or, you know, you're trying to have a good time, but everybody just keep crying, they're bringing up all these, oh, boy, I tell you, women, anyway. So, anyway, so basically Nene just tells her that, you know, it'll get better, you know, it'll just get better, you just got to just hang in there or whatever. So, anyway, so then later on that night, you know, the ladies, you know, they was getting ready for a drag show, and Nene, you know, she had suggested that Kenya, make amends with Phaedra or whatever. You know, I think a lot of, you know, so they was getting their hair done or whatever. And, you know, she's like, you know, I see that you and Phaedra, it might be a good time for y'all to kind of, you know, bury the hatchet. So now then Kenya, you know, Kenya starts to talk with Phaedra and, you know, to make amends. And while talking to Phaedra, you know what I'm saying, Phaedra claimed that, you know, she's over the situation about the texting and the Apollo and all that. Now I will give I will give Kenya kudos. Now, that she did put on her big lady pants, and she really did try to attempt to, you know, make amends with Phaedra. But Phaedra, you know, Phaedra, I guess she was just, by this time, she was over it. But still, even though she might be over it, she could have still had been more, you know, attentive than she was. Because she's in there pumping her breast milk, and she's in there acting like she, you know, she don't even hear Kenya. So I thought that was kind of wrong. Cause it's like, you know what I'm saying, if somebody's trying to be the bigger person and apologize, you should at least let them apologize and not just, you know, act like you still upset or whatever. Even if you are upset, just let them talk. Or if you're upset, then y'all talk about it. Don't just act nonchalant and act like they're not even in the room. So I like Phaedra, but she was wrong for that. You know what I'm saying? She should at least, you know what I'm saying, have really, really heard Kenya out. Cause Kenya was trying to apologize. You know what I'm saying? And really, from, like, people that's your enemies or whatever, you really don't get many chances where they're going to actually apologize and say they was wrong for something. So I think Phaedra was wrong for that. But anyway, so, you know, she wasn't really listening to Kenya, and she just, you know what I'm saying, she kind of dismissed Kenya. She was like, oh, you know, let's just squash it. It's in the past, whatever, whatever. But, you know, it won't really. So the ladies, they go out to a drag show or whatever. And it was kind of funny because Nene, she was having a good time. She has a cocktail. She's all wild or whatever. And Kenya was like, you know, Nene, she loves her cocktails or whatever. And she loves her drag shows or whatever. And then she was like, you know, Nene, she almost resembles a drag queen because she's tall. So she's tall. She got an Adam's apple. I was like, you know what? These women are wrong for how they talk about each other. But, yeah, so, you know, they had a good time at the drag show. You know, I guess they did, like, a little bonding or whatever. Then, like, the next morning, you know, they had breakfast again. And Portia, she revealed that she did text Cordell. And then everybody was kind of shocked or whatever. And they was like, well, what did he say? And she was like, well, you know, he hasn't replied back yet or whatever. And Candy, she actually read the text. And, actually, Cordell, he did text back because she was like, I think, like, Portia had said something like, you know, we need to talk or something. And then I think Cordell had said, talk about what? And then so Portia, she's talking about, she didn't know what to text back. Are you for real? Like, why don't you know what to text back? Like, don't you know what you want to talk about? So Candy helped her out. And Candy took her phone and she texted us. There you go. And she sent it. And then Portia, you know, she's like, oh, my God, why you send it? I can't believe you sent it. I don't know what to say or what I'm going to do. What do you mean, what are you going to do? You want to talk about us, so that's what you're going to do. You know what I'm saying? Y'all going to have you're going to make a meeting, set up a date where y'all could talk about you two. Like, I don't get what the big, you know what I'm saying? That's what everybody was like, okay, what is so big about it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all want to talk about you and him, right? So why are you acting like you're so scared? She got a problem, I'm telling you. The girl has got a problem. I mean, y'all need to listen to what I'm saying. The girl got a problem, okay? Anyway, so then Candy, you know, then she started talking about her musical. You know, she's working on a musical, and, you know, she was just talking about how, like, she wants, you know, the girls to be involved or whatever. And then Nene claims that, you know, like, that, like, she's done a musical before, but it was a lot of hard work. But she said that she don't think she'll be able to do it because she's just busy. And I'm thinking, busy with what? Okay, you don't have the new normal. That's been canceled. Glee, they only got you on a recurring status. So what are you busy doing? Counting your money? Because you ain't got no job. So don't act like you too big for Candy's musical. Sir, she better get in how she can fit in. Anyway, and then all of a sudden, like, this flying roach came, and they all scared. And it's funny, and then I'm looking at Nene. She like the scaredest one. She got all that mouth, right? All that mouth. Always telling somebody out, and then you put a roach in the picture. She hiding behind everybody. She's just as crazy as she's as crazy as she looked. And then it's crazy because then the ones who actually killed the roach was who I would think would be the scariest would be Portia. Her and Kenya in there trying to get the roach and kill the roach with like a roll of on paper towels or whatever. So you know what I'm saying? And then like Kenya was like, you know, her and Portia make a good team, like the Roach Busters. Got it right. And, you know, but then, like, later on, you know, Nene, she actually called Portia out, you know what I'm saying, for not giving love back. Because, you know, a lot of times, you know, Portia, lately, she has been like a big whiny baby. She was crying about this. This ain't right. She's sad about this. And, you know, people have been like, really showing her love. You know, I think it was Candy or Nene or somebody who had set up the thing about, you know, like the little meat and dinner thing, you know, to kind of help boost her up. And then, you know, Nene talks to her. Me and people talking to her. But Nene was just like, you know, all these people are showing you love. You don't show us love. Like, whenever we're down, you don't call us. Whenever we call you, we need help, you don't answer your phone or whatever. So the one thing I do like about Portia is, you know, she, like, you know what I'm saying, like, if you bring something to her attention that, like, she's not doing right, a lot of times she don't really deny it. She'll be like, nah, you're wrong, that's not the case. She'll be like, you know what, well, I will accept that, I will eat that, you know what I'm saying? So I do like that about her. She do accept her wrongs. So, you know what I'm saying, I got to give her all kudos for that. You know, somebody who accepts their wrongs, you can't get them. But anyway, that's all she get from me. That's all she get. Everything else I said about her is true. She's a crazy Barbie doll, airheaded woman who needs to lighten up and get her mind together. But anyway, everybody, that is episode 9. That is my review for episode 9. So basically, you know, the girls had breakfast and, you know, they love to eat. You know, Cynthia, she had her little breakdown with Noelle because due to her friend Nene, who hurt her feelings, talking about how she just raised her daughter all wrong because she shouldn't have her dating at 13 or whatever. Then Nene don't even really apologize, not really. When she do apologize, she make light of it. Then Kenya and Portia, they had their little bonding moment over talking about Kenya's mom and then talking about, you know, the children that they want or whatever. And then what else? And then, you know, then Portia breaks down, talking about how she just missed her old life, you know, how it used to be or whatever. And then, you know, they go to a drag show, have fun or whatever. Then we also found out that, you know, Portia had a miscarriage back in the day. What else? Oh, then Kenya attempted to apologize to Phaedra, but Phaedra won't try to hear it. That's bad on Phaedra's part. She'll be shaming herself. And then also, what else? And then they had to check Portia about never, you know, giving love whenever somebody's in need or sad. So, yeah, that's about it. But that's episode 9, everybody. I hope you enjoyed my review, my inner thoughts on these crazy ladies of Atlanta. I'm so sorry. Please hit me up on Facebook.com/RealHotFresh. You know, like my statuses, share my statuses. Follow me on Twitter @RealHotFresh. I do follow back and I do give shout outs. And also subscribe to me on YouTube.com/RealHotFresh. I got some good stuff coming to YouTube very soon this year, so look out for that. And I am on Instagram @Zacchaeus. That's ZACQIUS. Once again, that's Z as in zebra, A C as in cats, QIUS as in snake. I am your boy Z-Fly, and everybody be sure to keep it locked for episode 10, because y'all know it's going to be hot. And that's about how I do. I keep it real hot and fresh. Y'all have a great evening, and I'll talk to you next time. Peace.